Welcome to today's Wrenchgat Village. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Middle School students Macy Schultz, Kalista Webb, Ella Van Zee, Nathan Bourne, Taylor Decius, Julia Smart, and Isaac Piersma join us on today's program to talk about their 7th grade social studies concession stand fundraiser and why they picked the causes they gave to. What were you guys doing this year, and ultimately, why were you presenting checks to some of these nonprofits?
We presented checks to different organizations because in social studies, our main big idea is how we can make a difference in the world. So we decided to use some of our concession stand money to donate to organizations that we thought needed it or that we had personal connections to. So we thought that would be a really good idea to put towards our money from our concession stand.
There was a kind of a starting loan, as I understand it, from Community First. How did that organization go, if whoever wants to speak to that?
So first, we all had to, in social studies, come up with our own plan. And so once we figured out what plan we were going to use, they had to figure out how much of a loan they needed to buy all the food and any other things that we needed. So yeah, that's what the loan was for to start off with. And we were eventually able to pay back the loan.
And Community First also gave us like a grant of money to use. And then we also got a grant from the Marion County Grant Foundation.
So we also, for our plan, we made goals. And one of our goals was to pay off our loan within 5 games. So, and we met that goal.
What were some of those causes that this side of the table gave to, and really what was the reason behind that?
So locally, one of the causes that we presented to was Marika McMichaisen and her family. So Marika's been in the hospital for about 6 months. She has a rare disease that she was born with, and she's been in the hospital for that, like I said, for the past 6 months. So us as a Sunday school class, which is about, I think, 9 of us who go to the school, we wanted to present some money to her. So we presented $400 to her and her family, and then we also did a t-shirt and bracelet thing that we raised money for, just to help them pay for all the medical expenses.
So the charity that I represented today was called Team Keeks, and it involves our science teacher, Mrs. Lyons. Her son has autism, which is a disorder where they see things a little differently and feel things a little differently, like hugs, instead of like feeling warming and comforting to them. Well, to us, it feels like it hurts to them. So we decided to do that because Mrs. Lyons is great and she really helps us to go to the next level.
JDRF and like diabetes.
This is Nathan Bourne, by the way.
JDRF was like really awesome to me. They gave me a bunch of cool stuff, which I lost most of it. But I still occasionally read a book that they gave me, which is pretty cool because it's like this little kid.
Picture book.
Yeah, it's a picture book. And it's like this little kid that's like 5 years old and gets diabetes. And it's like really connectable. It's pretty cool that they give all these, like, the people that are diagnosed. Like, my good friend Josh, he missed our last football game because he was diagnosed with diabetes. And I think our whole entire team kind of started playing the game for him because we wanted to. And it was just, like, those things that happen that impact you and you want to do it. And, yeah, basically.
Also, I just want to add, diabetes does not stop you from doing anything, except for the day that you have to get diagnosed or go back to the doctor.
Yeah.
Well, every year, Mrs. Schultz puts on a D.C. trip in New York City, and it's a really cool experience. You get to stay with your friends, and just you get to experience it with all of your friends. But I thought it was really cool that we got to give money to somebody because a lot of the people who get to go are really fortunate, and we do a lot of fundraising and stuff to help people. But this check will help somebody so that they can put money towards it and that they can go on the trip and have that experience.
So I was one of the MCs for the event, and when we were trying to figure out what causes to do, we really wanted to relate it to like what we felt personally, because a lot of seventh graders have like really strong stories about what they want to donate to and stuff, like diabetes, Marika, we all know her. But I think we had to really understand that we are so fortunate to live in this town that's really lucky, in this country that's really wealthy. So we just wanted to make a cause and make a difference to help people who aren't that lucky.
And how much did you guys raise overall?
$3,482.30.
That concludes today's Rensselaer Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.